Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Great Grace. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you want the favor of God, you want special favors of Him, then you don't ask special favors of people. If you're believing Him for it, you're not looking to them. And if you're pulling on people for it, that shows you're not looking to God. If you're always asking for something special from folks, if you're always wanting them to break the rules for you, make exceptions for you, and you say, well, I have favor, so I'm asking you. No, that's not how it works. If you do that, then you are relying on your winning ways to get them to do for you, and you're not relying on God to give you favor. If you're relying on Him, you don't ask for special treatment from people. You don't ask them to make exceptions with you and that kind of thing, because you're not looking to them. You're looking to Him.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
We also saw with Daniel that a key to obtaining more favor was faith. Faith and wisdom. And we saw that when he, as a captive, he didn't want to defile himself with the king's meat, but he didn't demand and he didn't say, I'm not doing this. The wisdom of God came in and he asked. And we saw there's a huge difference between asking and telling. And if you tell people instead of ask, you can undo your favor. The Lord is already working in the situation, and then you come in demanding and insisting and telling, and you can mess up your own favor. And we see the wisdom of God. Daniel said to his overseer, he said, could you just try us, you know, just for 10 days? And then you look and see, and you decide what you think you ought to do with us. Can you see humility in this? And he's asking. And the man had said, you know, if I don't do what the king told me to do with you, he's liable to cut my head off. The man is then goes on to say, yes, I will do your experiment. He's risking his head.
Yep.
That's favor,
yes, isn't
it? Yes. And the reason Daniel, sometimes people start getting insistent and demanding, I'm not going to do this. The word says this. He could have said, the word says don't eat this, and I got to keep the word, and you can't make me do this. That's not how you get favor. But when he says, look, try us, test us for 10 days, and then you look and see how we look compared to the other guys, and you make a decision. See, he is not putting pressure on this guy because he's not looking to this guy to make this happen. He's trusting God to do something in 10 days. Come on, are you listening? He's believing God to do something in 10 days so that this guy and everybody around knows that God has moved. And when your faith is in God, you put no pressure on people. Zero. When you're pressuring people and pulling on people and you got to do this for me and I need this special favor from you and this and that, your faith's not in God. You're looking to them, trying to get it from them. And you know, it's just, it's not wise anyway to be asking for favors all the time. You know, and people get tired of hearing it, and then something come up and you really do need help.
That's right. Come on.
And you've been asking all this other stuff. See, you see what I'm talking about? It's foolish. Don't do it. Don't do it. Trust God. Trust in Him to incline hearts and favor. And I know we were doing a deal on a situation some years back, and it was a goodly amount of money involved. And I had never done business with this fellow before, and I could tell the favor of the Lord was there, but I didn't ask for anything special. And felt like maybe it should have been a little bit more going on there, but I didn't say anything. And he calls, and this has been a week or so into the thing that was going on. And he said, the Lord spoke to me last night. Well, now this fellow wasn't from our camp. He didn't normally talk like this. And I said, yeah. He said, he told me that if you were my friend, I would be doing better for you in this deal. I said, well, you're already doing good for me. And he said, yeah, but the Lord said. I said, well, okay. But see, I didn't ask for it.
Amen.
And one thing, ministers, listen to me. One thing that has brought reproach on the things of God is ministers always asking for handouts and always asking for preacher discounts. That's not okay. That's not okay. Well, would you give me a break? I'm a preacher. Well, if God's as big as you say He is, why do you need a break?
That's good.
I better go over here on this side of it and see. Huh? If God's as big and He is the El Shaddai and He's Jehovah Jireh, why we got to go around with our hand out? Huh? See, this is not right. That means you're not believing God. You're pulling on these people, trying to get them to do something. And listen to me, preachers and everybody, don't begrudge paying people regular amounts. Let me just turn it around. Do you like getting paid well for what you do?
Yes.
Well, you need to sow that sometimes.
Right.
And don't be trying to squeeze everybody on every deal and trying to get everything cut. See, that's being led by money. That's not being led by the Lord. I've actually had the Lord deal with me on one situation we did several years ago. The devil had tried to mess with the deal. And I won't go into details, but the Lord dealt with me. You call the man, tell him you're paying him an extra $10,000 for it. I thought, wow, am I? Because I was already believing God. In fact, I didn't have the money in hand yet. And I'm going to believe for more on top of that. But I knew that's what he said to do. I called him and the guy was quiet on the other end of the line. He said, nobody's ever said that to me before. But when I hung up the phone, to me, it was like, take that, devil.
Yes.
You mess with us.
Yes.
You mess with us. We're not going to beg and pour mouth. And the Lord brought it in. It was no problem.
Glory to God.
Do you like to get paid well?
Yes.
Get full pay?
Yes.
Well, then don't begrudge sowing that when people do work for you or when you buy things. It's great. The Lord works something out and gives you a great deal and favor, but don't always be asking for it.
Hmm? Thank you, Lord.
There'll be situations, listen, where that, you know, the Lord will deal with you. No, you go ahead, even though they said that, you go ahead and pay them full or you pay extra. And you, even if you just see it as seed that you're sowing.
Amen.
Beyond what the deal is, don't be led by money. Saving a few dollars is not what it's all about. We need to be led by the Spirit. Don't be penny pinching, griping, always begging. We're not beggars, are we? If you're really a believer, you're not a beggar. What David said, I've been young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken and his seed begging bread. We're not beggars. Believers are not beggars. Don't have to be. We got a big God. And if we don't get it this way, it'll come in another way, right? It'll come in from another channel, another way. Thanks be unto God. You know, I made up my mind years ago, I was not going to be led by money in as it pertains to meetings. You know, I go out and preach in churches and conferences and different places, and people hear that and they say, well, of course you ought not be led by money. Well, should you be led by money any more than me? And what you do? See, people think it's different, but it's not. And, you know, if you hadn't been in my shoes, you wouldn't know. You know, you got stuff going on, you got bills, you got things, and, you know, it's not necessarily make you feel good if you go to a place and preach all week and they give you $5 and you got all these bills. And so the tendency would be to go to somewhere that you think, you know, you'll have enough to do. But I made up my mind, I'm not going to let that come into my mind. That is not. I don't work for them.
Amen.
I don't work for you.
No.
I work for the big boss.
Amen.
Come on, are you listening? The big boss. And he's the one pays me.
Amen.
And so I begin to go out and do meetings and pay my own way to get there and back and the hotel and the travel and everything, and with total disregard for what they might give me. And so there were numerous times that on paper I went in the hole. But if I'm serving Him, do you know what I'm talking about? If you let money be a factor, then they'll play. You wouldn't go here. You might not go to this little place, or you might not go to this, you might not go to there. And in that case, you're not being led by the Lord. You're being led by money.
That's right.
And everybody thinks you ought not do it, but most people do. In the ministry and not in the ministry, it's just all over the place. But I just made up my mind, God is my source.
Hallelujah.
He is.
Yes.
And I remember one of the first meetings we had, we're fresh out of school. We rented a hotel ballroom in the Holiday Inn, a few states away from here. And we drove in our Oldsmobile for 2 days, and we got there, we had our meeting, and we went for, what was it, 3 or 4 days, whatever it was, and we did not have enough offerings to pay for the room. We were a little bit short, and we really didn't have enough gas money to get home. But does that matter?
No.
People say, well, I don't know. It seems like it matters. Who do we work for? Come on, help me out. Are those people in the meeting at the Holiday Inn, are they our source?
No.
No, they are not. And whether they gave or whether they didn't, does that show whether we should have been there or not?
No,
it does not. And so I had agreed to speak at a little church, and I didn't know how little it was. It was a guy and 4 of his family members and 3 of his friends. And I was tired, man. I was, and we had driven and driven and driven, and we got there, and the place was not even finished, closed in from the elements. And we spoke, and I was glad too, and I was going to leave. And the brother hollered and said, wait, Brother Keith, wait. Don't forget your offering. And I said, well, okay. And he handed it to me. It was more than enough. From that handful of people in that little bitty place. See, now what if I'd have said, well, you know, man, I'm already in the hole. I can't stop at this little church and do this and that. Well, that's how you miss God. Right? The Lord is the master at bringing things through unexpected channels. Amen. People that you wouldn't think would have it or could do it. He delights in using them. He does. And that's why a lot of us qualify to get used. Said out loud, the Lord's my source. I don't look to man. Thank you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Great Grace, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me